Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
SpaceX did launch their first manned, first crewed vehicle into space on Saturday. It was really neat to watch because leading up to it, they didn't know if the launch was going to happen. Mm-hmm. And it was done a lot differently than any previous launch we had seen because they had totally different technology. Like the spacesuits are different.
Yeah.
The people who prepped the launch, I don't know if you saw them or not, but they looked like they were members of Slipknot. Like they were all dressed in black with numbers on their back.
Yeah.
And it was really, I also realized too, I was watching the launch with my kids and my niece and nephew.
Yeah.
And I realized that this is really the first launch they've ever seen.
Well, like, yeah, there hasn't been a launch since 2011.
From
North America. There hasn't been any, and we don't cover the other one. So yeah, this is the first time since 2011. Pretty historic. Pretty cool how when they got launched, the pad comes right back down to the pad.
Well, and that's okay. So I'm not a conspiracy guy,
but
I'm watching the launch. And yes, they have the rockets come back down to Earth and land on a pad.
Hmm.
And as it happens, so they show the pad in the middle of the ocean, and they've got camera footage, everything's good, and then all of a sudden the footage kicks out.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, we've lost connection to the camera on the pad. And then all of a sudden camera comes back on, and there's the rocket sitting there on the pad.
Oh.
And I kind of had the old... I wonder if they have that footage lying around.
Well, same thing with Neil Armstrong. Did he really make it to the moon?
Well, that's it.
Did he really make it to the moon,
but
Chad?
I think maybe the rockets might have landed in the ocean somewhere. Uh-huh. But they were like, this is the first launch. Everything's going so well. Just run that
creative editing.
Yeah, I think so.
I watched the whole thing going, Elon Musk's mom is from Regina. We don't say that enough. Elon Musk just shot that thing into space, and his mom is from friggin' Regina. He worked on a farm in the area back in the day.
So in other words, we're exactly the same.
Oh, exactly.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
So I don't know how you spent your weekend, but I was out in, I went to Labrette, walked the hill yesterday with my son and stuff. I was at Crescenda's family's, her mom's partner. It was his 65th birthday, and his mom was there. Uh-huh. And man, she's 89 years old.
Yeah.
Dorothy's her name.
Okay.
And everybody, you know, when you sit around a campfire and Saturday night was beautiful, like Saturday was gorgeous.
Yeah, Saturday was amazing.
So when you sit around a campfire, that's usually where family and friends, they try to one up each other with stories and what they can do and stuff, right? Like light your farts on fire and all that type of stuff. Right? They were talking about that too.
Right.
But Dorothy's there. She tells me she could yodel. I said, BS. She goes, no, I can yodel. I said, she goes, I haven't done it in a year. I said, well, guess what? You're going to do it now.
Uh-huh.
So I rolled the mic. This is an 89-year-old Dorothy yodeling. Okay. Check this out.
Went across to Switzerland where all the yodelers be. And I learned to sing and yodel with my yodel 80. First, to take a deep breath, then halo 1, 2, 3. And then you'll hear a yodel if you listen close to me. This is how to yodel, yodel, atio, yodel, atio, yodel, atio. This is how to yodel, yodel, atio, yodel, atio, lady. Yodel, 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 yodel.
Who invented the yodel?
I don't know.
Like who was the one who decided that sounded good and that this should be a tradition?
I don't know, man. But I sat next to this lady all night.
Yeah.
She tells all the greatest stories. She just got back from Vancouver before the pandemic. She asked a young man to grab her bag. He grabbed her bag, pinched her boob. She's like, what?
Oh, wow.
She had such great stories. And then she started yodeling.
No, well, carry on with that pinch the boob story.
Did she marry this person? No, she only had, and she goes, and you know what? I said, you showed too much cleavage. She goes, I only have one boob. I have no cleavage.
Okay,
she said,
all right.
So, no, but I'm just saying.
But whenever I hear people yodel, How can you be shocked that that person's interesting? Like, boring people don't just decide to yodel. It's not like, that's not one of those things where it's like, boring people collect stamps.
That's right, okay? Coins.
They don't decide to sing like that.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
You have questions, we have answers.
What's the deal with belly dancers?
Does 5G cause lethal cancer? Every day, Q&A. Need advice or have a query? Send a text, we'll have a theory. 936-WOLF, we're like Siri. Every day, Q&A!
Mm-hmm. Ballsy.
Love the music.
Is cereal soup?
Yeah, it is. And I do it twice a day, morning and night.
Yeah, I think it is soup.
It is.
It's just because soup doesn't have to be salty.
No.
It can be sweet.
It could be. I agree. Yeah, I'm with you. Do you like Chad? Yes, I do. We don't hang around much, but I do like Chad. I get asked that quite a bit. I do like you, Chad.
That's nice. I feel better about my day now.
There you go.
Why do kamikaze pilots wear helmets?
It seems like kind of a waste. I agree. I'm not sure why they do.
I think they do because it's habit. Like, they're not kamikaze pilots their entire life. They still got to learn to fly the plane and such.
Oh, it's habit. Okay.
Yeah. So I think they put the helmet on because, you know, that's their everyday thing.
Yeah. This is a good one. If you could replace all the grass in the world with something else, what would you replace it with?
Ooh.
It's a good one.
Probably, like, carpet. A good carpet.
Really?
Yeah, a good shag.
Oh, I'm going chips.
Really?
Chips.
Oh, you want it to be edible?
Yeah.
You're going to eat something that people walk on?
Yeah, absolutely.
And dogs poop on
chips. Well, I wouldn't pick the yellow or the brown ones, but chips, salt and vinegar.
Although, you know what? I've tried to get dog poop out of carpet.
Yeah. Imagine just...
I don't want that.
Imagine just stretching your lawn chair over a dill pickle chips or something. You just reach over and grab some chips. Handful of chips.
Yeah. In this post-COVID world, that doesn't seem... to be the best policy.
Yeah.
Kind of a serious question. Mm-hmm. This one on the text line. Song that changed your life.
Jump, Van Halen. Because I really got into Van Halen after Jump.
Yeah. I think for me it's Jump by Criss Cross.
Jump. Everybody say Jump.
Yeah.
That's good. I like that. And this one I got. Hey, guys. What sport do you need to be drunk to watch? That's a good one.
All of them.
For me, it's...
I don't need to be drunk. I just...
Oh, for me, I have to be soccer. Soccer. You got to be hammered to watch that sport. Boring.
You don't have to be hammered. But again, everything's more fun that way.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. Every day, we will do these. That's why we call it Everyday Q&A. Mm-hmm. 7:40 each and every morning. Remember, get those questions in by texting us 936-WOLF at any time.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Yeah, we went shopping to the mall. Yeah. What a surreal feeling. You walk in there and it's just like, of course, it's like a shopping, when you go to the grocery store, they all got to follow the arrows. You got to go all the way around.
Even in the mall complex?
Yeah,
like
in the concourse, yeah.
Which mall were you at?
The Cornwall.
Okay.
We went down to R&W to buy the suit.
Sure.
And yeah, we purchased the suit. Nice looking real sharp.
So, even the stores are only partially open, right? Some aren't even open
yet. That's right, 100%. It was kind of like every other store. The food court was open, but you couldn't sit to eat. You just got to buy your food. I really feel bad for these businesses because it's kind of an unknown thing. Like, so we get to the place, R&W Co. You got to wait to have somebody get you into the store because they can only have so many people in the store at once. And then they can't really dote on you. Like, they're not really supposed to be in your face. Hey, can you get this? Can you get that?
Right.
Like, they did help us. But the lady told me, it's weird. She said the first week we opened up, she goes, ladies are coming in there, because it's a man and lady store. Ladies are coming in there, and there's about 15, we had 15, 16 women a day, and they were spending on average $400 to $500, because they want to get all their stuff. Yeah. They haven't shopped in a while, get in and out.
Yeah.
She goes, so you're not spending as much time with them, but they're spending more money than they probably would in a normal time, so it's kind of six
to
one.
So did they tailor his suit? Like,
eyeballed it, and it was perfect. They can't do any measurements.
Well,
They can't do any of that stuff, but the lady that helped me was really good. We eyeballed it, and it was good, but it's weird.
Weird world, man.
You know what I felt great? We went to, in your neck of the woods in the south, and we went to the designer shoe warehouse.
Yeah.
First time I've ever been there. Walk in, and there's a couple of dudes. He goes, you know the one thing I like shopping with you, Dad?
Yeah.
We get in and we get out.
Well,
so we got in and got out. We picked his shoes.
Yeah.
I sent him to the car. I'm like, okay, this is doing the mental math, the debt clock.
Yeah.
70% off. I got dress shoes for $36. I was like walking on clouds when I walked out.
You found dress shoes with Velcro?
Yeah, I said, don't worry about that, Ethan. Just pull the pant legs down further.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.